in his house this morning. Appreciate everything's been said, done at this point in the service as far as the Lord's directing folks are. Different ways in that regard. And don't know that we'll read scripture there this morning to begin with. You just pull by with us. Maybe we'll read directly if that be the way the Lord have us to go as far as that's concerned. Not very many times, I guess, maybe the Lord deals with us. And there's scripture, I mean, that we could read as far as how that is concerned, but not really felt like all week that the Lord had impressed us to a place of scripture there. Just different thoughts and things that had come to our mind all week. And be truthful with you, just kindly had it on our heart all week about Esau and Jacob. Just kind of over and over again, Lord just kept bringing both Esau and Jacob back to our mind. You fought by with us. Amen. May take me kindly maybe just a minute to get it out the way that the Lord would have us to bring it out there. And you can go and read the scriptures as the Lord would give utterance maybe later on today as you go back towards the house there. But just kindly thought maybe from the very, very beginning there about Esau and Jacob. What we find in the scriptures to begin with there in their life, their mother there, Rebekah, I mean Isaac's wife. Bible says that whenever she conceived and she began to be with child, the Bible makes it pretty clear whenever the circumstances come that Rebekah had conceived and had amen, come to the place where she realized she was pregnant. It didn't take her long, probably, amen, to figure out that there was more than one child inside her womb. According to what the Bible says, you forbear, children, amen, I give you my heart the best way I know how this morning. The Bible said that, amen, according to what the Lord had told Isaac, what the Lord had, amen, told Rebekah, amen, that she was, they were, amen, they were a blessed people, amen. What the angel, how the Lord had given it to them, told them, amen, that they was favored in such a way, amen, that the Lord was going to bless their seed, amen. You see, you go all the way back, you forbear, amen. I feel the Lord stirring down on the inside of my heart. Go all the way back, thank God, to Abraham. The Bible, amen, tells us, thank the Lord, that God had told Abraham that he was going to bless his seed, that he was going to give him, amen, increase so that, amen, it be as the sands of the sea or the stars, if you will, amen, of the heavens. And to begin with there in Abraham's life, probably, amen, maybe that promise didn't seem like it was very, amen, didn't have a whole lot of weight, maybe, if you will, amen, because Abraham didn't have any children, amen. He had this promise, thank God, that his seed was going to be as the sands of the sea and be as the stars of the heavens. But every day, thank God, whenever Abraham got up, amen, he had that promise that the Lord had said, what God had said here. Amen, you can have, this is what it's going to be like. But when he got up, amen, began to put his clothes on, kind of, and maybe go throughout the day set, amen. There wasn't no bassinet nowhere, amen. Laying around in his house, thank God. Wasn't no, amen, wasn't no little clothes, wasn't no little shoes, amen. And I don't know about nobody else, amen. I'll just think, amen, give you how it is for Lee, thank God, amen. If that had been the circumstances of my life, amen, you see it was, thank God. Amen, for a period of time, for a season, amen. That's what the Lord, amen, had said to me, amen, was this was going to come to pass, but amen, there was no child, there was no life, there was no crying, there was no babies, amen. What my mind, amen, had done to me, amen, is what it would begin to kind of maybe get inside there, amen, Seth, and what my own mind would say to me was, thank God, Tommy, is, amen, you just made all that up, amen, it was all, amen, just a figment of your mind, amen, this is what Lee would do to Lee, amen, maybe you don't do yourself that way, but this is, amen, what Lee would do to Lee. Lee would say, well, if that was real, if that was true, amen, worry is it, amen? If God's real, if that promise is real, if all that's true, amen, then worry is it, amen? Amen, and so, amen, finally, thank God, by the help of God, the Lord intervened and Isaac would have been born. Is that right? Amen, after Abraham, amen, after Sarah had made the mistakes that they had made. You say, preacher, what mistakes? Amen, did
did Abraham make, thank God. Amen, Sarah, amen, Sid, amen, her handmaid. Hagar in there, amen. Everybody maybe looks out like maybe Sarah, amen, had just made the mistake, amen. But Abraham was the one, thank God, that made the decision to lay with Hagar. He could very easily have said, amen, I'm not going to do this, thank God. I'm going to hold on, amen, to what the Lord had said for me to do, amen. I'll not put, amen, it out there on anybody else. Amen, Leo just take the blame for it himself. But honey, amen, in my own life I'd have to say, and there's been times that God has given me promises that the Lord has said this is how it'll be and this is what'll come to pass. And to my shame, children, amen, I have intervened, amen. I have done things, whether it be, amen, a thought in my mind, amen, to say, amen, well, I need to help the Lord this way, or I need to help the Lord that way. Ain't that right? Amen, but ain't you glad, thank God, that the Lord don't always, amen, render to you for your mistakes, amen, what you deserve, amen, for them mistakes. Maybe you don't make mistakes, amen, like the preacher does, amen, but honey, I'm glad God has mercy, amen, and he has grace for, bear with me, thank God. And the Bible said, amen, that Isaac was born. Amen. You reckon on how long it would have taken, thank God, for Abraham to have told Isaac, amen, what the promise was, amen. Once, amen, thank God, Isaac would have been born, hallelujah. Amen. I don't believe, maybe, amen, do you just kind of look at it however you want to, thank God. But when I found out Faith was pregnant, for back with me, it'll all come back to, amen, Jacob and Esau. Amen. May take me a minute. Amen. You just forbear with me. Amen. But as soon as I found out, amen, that Faith was pregnant with Titus, amen, from that day, from that night, amen, amen, I began to read to that boy, amen, one chapter out of the Bible, amen, while he was in utero, inside, amen, his mother's womb, I'd read to him. And there he would lay out, he was born. He would lay in the crib, thank God. Couldn't understand, maybe. Amen. The words I was saying, maybe he could, I don't know. Amen. But I know he couldn't say back to me, and Daddy, I understand. Honey, but I read to him anyway, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God, amen, it's come to the time now that when we sat down and begin to read, and not only, amen, do they still want me to read, but amen, him and Cora both is looking at the words. And sometimes Titus will say, he'll say, Daddy, will you let me read this word? Will you let me read this verse? Will you let me read this chapter? Amen. How long do you think it would have took? Amen. Once Abraham had embraced Isaac, amen, I believe it had stood over the crib. It stood over the bassinet. And I believe it had whispered to him, you're only one, son. You're the only one, son I've got. But God said, there's going to be as many as the sands of the sea. I believe that boy heard that, honey. His whole entire life. Ain't that right? Amen. Don't get upset at me, thank God. And there Isaac was. Time would have went on, thank God. And now, amen, he had married Rebecca. And only when it got time for them to have children. Amen. What did God do? Amen. And the Bible said, thank God, that inside Rebecca, amen, two nations, amen, were formed inside her, formed by women, amen. What a blessing, thank God, that the Lord took that one, amen. And from that, thank God, he made two, amen. And don't get mad at me, help me, Lord, to get on this. I'm after that, man. In one generation, thank God, the Lord doubled, amen, the blessing, amen. Amen. From Abraham to Isaac, and from Isaac to Jacob, amen. And Esau, amen, it doubled its size for him, amen. Amen, but what did the Bible say? And don't get mad when I preach to you. And the truth of it, thank God. And the Bible, amen, even inside Rebekah's belly. Amen, Esau and Jacob, amen, wasn't arm in arm and hand in hand, brother. And the Bible said, thank God, that they warred against one another. Amen, and this is what Rebekah said. Amen, she said, if this is a blessing, if this is going to be a blessing, then she said, why is it with me the way that it is? Why is there struggle, thank God, inside of me like this? Amen, why is there a fight, honey, inside of me like this? And thank God you stay with me, children. Honey, I believe Esau and I, amen, Esau and Jacob, thank God, are still in the church in the day and night in which we live in. Ain't born again believers, honey. They'll stay in the house of God. And I believe they know they're saved. I believe they know they've been born again. But only they sit there and they wonder why. Well, Lord, if it is this way, Lord, if I am saved, Lord, if I am born again, then why is there this battle? Why is there this struggle on the inside? Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out to me. Amen. Don't get hurt at the preacher. But only this week, and that's where I've been. That's where I found myself. I said, God, I know this is right. I know you said this. I know it's going to be this way. But Lord, why, God, is there such a struggle and a fight if it's the promise of God? Help me, Lord. Had to get all this brung out. Amen. The right way is the Lord has directed my heart to it. Amen. God, give me grace. Give me utterance. Amen. To bring all this out in an easy way so everybody, amen, will understand. Help me, Lord, I say this so that it don't count. It may be, I bring confusion. Amen. Amen. But sometimes, amen, when I preach it, Marie, amen, I don't always understand it either. Amen. You say, preacher, you ought not say that. Honey, maybe other men are higher than I am and mightier than I am. But there's times the Lord gives me messages. Amen. And when I stand up with them, children, amen, in my mind I'm thinking, Lord, why do I have to preach this? Lord, why does it have to be this way? Amen. That's what Rebekah was doing. She was saying, Lord, why does this fight? Why does this struggle have to be here? And the Bible said she went to inquire of the Lord. Help me, God, I get all this out today. And what did the Lord tell her? Amen. And the Lord told her, amen, there's a fight and there's a struggle. Amen, because there's two nations inside your womb. Amen. And honey, amen, don't get upset at me when I tell it to you. And the right way, thank God. Amen, I was pondering on this week. Amen, I was asking the Lord, Master, I said, Lord, why does there got to be such a fight? Why does there got to be such a struggle? And God, if you said it was going to be this way, if you said it was going to be like that, help me, Lord, I'd get all this out to right way. And only thank God, you know what the Lord, amen, revealed to me, what the Lord had given me utterance of, children, thank God. Amen, don't get upset at me, hallelujah. Amen, but the struggle, children, but the fight, children, amen, is the only evidence we have that what God said, amen, is real, amen, is the reality of it. Help me, Lord. I'd get all this out there, amen. Don't get mad at me when I say this to you. Amen, but the only reason the fight's there and the struggle's there, thank God, is because, honey, there's something worth fighting for, amen. Help me, God. Let me get all this out the right way. Hallelujah. Don't get upset at me when I say this. Amen. You know good as well as I do. I'm going to put it to you like this. Amen. Honey, amen. We see a family, whether it be a dad, whether it be a mother, whatever the circumstances of it may be. Amen. And if they mistreat their children, or if they don't take care of their children, or if they won't work, if you will, let it provide a living for them. Amen. We look at that and we begin to try to maybe reason that out in our mind and try to get understanding about that, Lachlan. And we can't figure it. We just can't figure it out. Hey, but do you not? We look at it like this is what we do. Do you not see that child? Hey, but do you not see that it needs you? Do you not see that it can't make it on its own? You're going to have to help them. You're going to have to step in. What we do is we look at that parent and begin to question, maybe. Begin to question, amen, the understanding that they have. But to see, do you not care about that? In other words, it's your own child. Not worth, amen, the effort and the energy that you put into it. Ain't that right? Don't get mad at me when I say this, thank God. But honey, amen, the church of the living God is the bride of Christ, amen. We are, amen. Heaven, Lord, I get all this out there, amen. We are, amen, the Rebecca in this scenario, honey. And don't get upset at me when I say this. You know what happened, don't you? Amen, the Bible said that Esau was born. Amen, first, amen, red and hairy. Amen, that's why they called him Esau. And as he was coming out of his mother's womb, and the Bible said, here comes Jacob. Amen, with a hold on to his ankle. Amen, a holding on to him. A struggling, if you will. And a fighting with him. Amen, to try to keep, amen, Esau from being born first. And if you read it, if you look at it, if you see it, thank God. And the Bible says, hallelujah. Amen, as it goes further. Amen, in the scriptures, you'll see there. Amen, and Esau began to grow. And Jacob began to grow. Amen, Jacob, amen, cunningly convinced Esau to sell his birthright. And then, thank God, amen, it all comes down to this, thank God. Amen, Esau and Jacob, brother, the Bible said that Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing, thank God. Amen, and you may not see it, amen, this morning. But help me, God, to preach, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the revelation on him. Amen, the church here this morning, wide open church children, is Rebecca, thank God. And you may not see it, amen. But on the inside of the church, on the word with child, amen, the Lord has brought it to you. You say, preacher, how do you know, honey? Amen, have you not seen the conviction that's been in the church, amen? A week and a week, amen to God. And I want to make a shout, hallelujah. Amen, why? Holy Ghost is life. Dead on the inside of the little old church. And at the right time, I said at the right time, honey, it'll break forth out of the womb. Help me, God. How to get all this out of the right way. Amen. And you may not. Honey, I feel the Lord. Amen. If you have it, amen. Esau is a type and a representation, amen, of the flesh of the carnal mind of man. Amen to God. And brother, amen, Jacob is a type and a representation, amen, of the spiritual, amen, a part of man. Help me, Lord, to get all this out there, amen. And honey, before they were born, they were already in conflict, amen, inside, amen, Rebecca's womb. Ain't that right? Amen, help me, Lord, I'd get all this. I brung out the right way. Well, preacher, what's that got to do with us? What's that I'm got to do with the church, amen? But amen, it do the church good to realize, amen, that inside, even in a body that's got life about it, Amen. Can we not shout about the fact that the Lord, sometime hence, honey's going to save somebody. Ain't that right? Amen to God. But honey, when the child is born, amen, the labor don't stop there. The work don't stop there. Amen, the conflict, amen, is on the inside of them already. Preacher, how do you know, honey? Amen, because I've been a preacher, amen, for over a month now, thank God. And I'm watching conviction, honey, in the church. And I'm seeing that struggle. I've seen Esau and Jacob, amen, seeing somebody sitting in the house of God, a warring with it, thank God. And I think that Jacob trying to convince Esau that he's right. And Esau trying to convince Jacob that he's right. And some of you older ones would have to say amen to this. But how do you get born again? Esau and Jacob don't become the best of friends. Are you still a fight and a struggle? Help me, God. And you get all this saturated, me. And all of you know you need help, don't you? You can't manage it by yourself. Even sometimes you give. Sometimes you get weak, and sometimes you get in a place where you don't know what you're going to do, ain't that right? How do you reckon on what it'd be like to have that battle, and you ain't even been born yet? Help me, God. How do you get all this? Amen. After right me, as the Lord has. I feel the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bless His name. Bible don't tell us this. Amen. Does it? Amen. The Bible don't give us no indication about this. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Amen. I'm not going to try to be crude or vulgar, amen. I'm just going to try to, amen, give it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. Amen. We've got ladies here in the church, amen, that as of late, amen, have went through, amen, the circumstances of having to carry a child. Help me, Lord, to get all this out the right way. And don't get upset at me when I say this. Amen. But you can tell, amen, in those ladies, amen, whether it be a lady here in the church or even a lady in the community, amen, whenever, amen, them children first begin to grow on the inside of them, amen, there's certain levels of discomfort and pain and different things, amen, that them women will experience, amen, maybe sickness, amen, they'll have morning sickness, maybe they'll have changes of appetite and all them kind of things, ain't that right? Amen. But honey, amen, when it gets real close, amen, to them children being born, you can tell, amen, by looking at them women, honey, that they are wholly and completely uncomfortable. Ain't that right? Amen. Some of you ladies will say, amen, preacher. Amen. Just wholly uncomfortable. Amen. Don't get mad at me when I say this. But honey, amen, they can't find no place to rest. Amen. Laying on her back don't work. Laying on their side don't work. Ain't that right? Help me, Lord. I'd get all this out the right way. Amen. They don't really feel like they can hardly eat. Hungry they are, but they can't eat. Amen. Because they feel like if they put much in their stomach, amen, it don't sit right because that baby on there, he's been taking up all that room. Amen. Help me, Lord, to get all this out the right way. Hallelujah. Thank God. People, amen, kind of look at me and say, preacher, you're strange. Amen. But honey, it don't make me sad. But to see the church get uncomfortable. Oh, thank God. If you're at me, don't get mad at me. But if you can find an easy place to rest, if you can find a place just to lay down and everything's comfortable, then honey, we ain't where we need to be. Hallelujah. And there ought to be some discomfort. Praise God, brethren, Lord. Come to the house of God, and the piano player not be there, and everybody sitting up on the edge, wondering, thinking, what are we going to do? Honey, that ain't a bad place for the church to be in. It ought to matter to us, thank God. It ought to be to the place, thank the Lord, for anything, amen, that's a little bit out. Even all the concern of why, thank God. Honey, because at any time, I believe the water can break. Amen. And don't you want to be ready? Amen. Don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be where the Lord would have you to be? Help me, God. I don't know, amen. I've never personally been pregnant. Amen, but I've lived with somebody that was. And help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Amen, so it doesn't bring any sort of, amen, offense or reproach to my wife in any way whatsoever. Amen, but somewhere's along, amen, the avenue, honey, just, amen, Lord, I bring all this out with patience. Amen, when my wife, amen, was pregnant, amen, with our first child with diabetes, amen, one of the things, amen, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. One of the things, amen, that her body, amen, desired to have, amen, was she desired ice. Amen, something cold, amen, small like that. And she desired something fruity. Amen, and so them two things together. Amen, the thing, honey. Amen, that would make her, that would satisfy her was a slushy. Amen, and we lived, amen, at the head of Cane Creek. Amen, help me, Lord, I'd get all this out there, amen. And amen, it wasn't but one place there in all of Bakersville to get one to begin with. Amen, and that place closed at 9 o'clock p.m., and it would never fail. Amen. Every time it would be, amen, 9 o'clock. She would look at me and she'd say, I'd really, really, really like to have a slushie. Amen. Well, from there, amen, the store was going to be closed. And the nearest next place I could get to at that time, amen, the Sonic in Irwin was still open. Amen. And they hadn't long opened up the Sonic. Amen. In Marion. So I either had to go to the Sonic in Irwin, amen, or to the Sonic in Marion. Fort back with me, amen. Amen. So you know what I'd do? Amen. I'd get my clothes, amen. I'd get ready. I'd go out there and I'd drive whichever place it was. Amen. And I'd get her, amen, a slushie and I'd bring it back. Amen. And for a while, amen, that satisfied her. Help me. I'd get all this out there, amen. Amen. But the closer she got up to the time, amen, of that boy being born, I remember it like it was yesterday, amen. She had wanted one of them slushies and she didn't. Amen. If you'd ever had a child inside of you, maybe, amen, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But she wanted a slushie. I drove to get it. Amen. And Marion and come back. And by the time I had got back, amen, what had one time been a slushie, amen, was now, amen, a watered down, amen, fruit drink. Y'all with me? Amen. And you know what she did? Don't get mad at me. Amen. And don't think about her. She took one sip of that thing. And you know what she did with it? Amen. She pitched that thing right into the sink. And she said, that ain't no good. Amen, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Amen, amen. You think bad if you want to, amen. But honey, amen, the discomfort that you had over that child fixing to be born, it didn't matter how good a husband I was. Y'all with me? Amen, I just drove to Marion, amen, and brought back a slushie, but it wasn't good enough, amen. God, mama didn't have no more room, thank God, inside that belly, y'all with me? Amen, don't get mad, amen. Amen, when it gets close to time for a child being born, amen, mama, amen, don't get mad. It don't care how good a husband Jesus is. Preacher, you ought not say that. I'm not saying, amen, that it doesn't matter. It does. Amen, but it don't matter to mom, amen. She'll think God can bring a blessing. Amen, help me, Lord. And God can bring, amen, the slushie right to the church house. But when you drink on it, it ain't got the same flavor as it had. And don't get mad, thank you, Lord. Amen, don't get upset at him. Don't get upset. Don't get frustrated at the husband, if you will, because you didn't get it back fast enough. That'll meet your needs, amen. Oh, then just stay with it, thank God. In a little while, all three of us, honey, we'll be drinking slushies together. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Don't get mad, thank God. Hey, my Lord, I'd get honest after anyway. Honey, amen, she throwed that one away. Hurt my feelings, it did. Hey, man, I'll be truthful, it did. Bothered me, Bradley. I thought, well, how dare her? Hey, man, throw that into the sink like that. Me not having no real, hey, man, not understanding or comprehension of, hey, man, what it's like to be in the circumstances that she was in. Help me, Lord. Amen. But today, now, honey, amen, you can't drive by Sonic. Amen. Without that boy hollering, hey, Daddy, you give me one of them blue raspberry slushies with the nerves in it. Hey, Daddy, will you give me one of them blue raspberry slushies with the nerves in it? Amen. Honey, amen, I guarantee you 100 to 1. I guarantee you I bought 100 blueberry, amen, blue raspberry slushies with the nerds in it. Amen, to that one that she throwed away, amen. Are you hearing me, amen? And don't get mad about every time he asks. Amen, I'll whip in there and get one of them things. Amen, I don't like them, thank God. Amen, honey, I sure enjoy watching him drink them. Are you hearing me, amen? Amen, for everyone that's thrown away. Amen, I believe Daddy, amen. Jesus, brother, amen, I'll be satisfied. And I'll watch whoever it is get right with God. I believe he'll stop every time he gets a chance and bring him a blue raspberry sucker with a nerve in it. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. How to get all this out? Am I in the right way? You'd think, amen, that after they were born, amen, that everything would just kind of settled out between Esau and Jacob. But honey, it didn't happen that way. Amen, it was a struggle. And help me, God, I'd get all this, amen, out the right way. Amen. Bible said it come down time. Amen, Tommy, that the Lord was going to take Isaac. And, amen, according to how the, amen, the law was wrote. Amen, the firstborn child, amen, received the blessing from the father. Amen. And so Isaac called, amen, for, amen, Esau to come in there. Ask him this. He said, now, son, he said, go. Amen, go. Get for me, amen, some venison, some, amen, that that you do. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. According to the time of life, amen, Esau had grown, Tommy, and he had become a cunning hunter. He was a man of the fields, what the Bible says. Amen, harvesting animals and killing himself was something, amen, that Esau could do well. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Amen, and so Isaac told him, he said, go do this thing. Amen. He said, and come back. He said, let me eat that savory meat with you. And he said, I'll bless you. I'll give you the blessing. Amen. But whenever, amen, he began to have that conversation, amen, with Esau, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Rebecca was standing close by. And she heard that conversation. Amen. And she knew, amen, she had heard the conversation that took place, amen, between, amen, Isaac and Esau, and she knew, amen, that if Esau got back first, if Esau got there with what Isaac had asked for, honey, amen, that he was going to receive the blessing. Amen. So Rebecca, amen, stepped in. Don't get mad at me. Everybody likes to look at it like Jacob, amen, is the one that did something wrong in this scenario. Help me, Lord, I get all this out the right way. Amen. But nobody, amen, according to how the Lord revealed it to me in the scriptures here, amen, had done anything wrong, amen, because Rebecca heard the conversation. Amen, and did Jacob go and get the two kids? Amen, because that's something he thought of himself. What's the Bible say? Amen. The Bible said, amen, that Rebecca told him, you go get me two kids. Amen. Bring them to me of the goats. He said, and she said, I'll make of them. Amen. Savory meat. And this is what she said. You go look it up in Genesis and see if I ain't telling you right. She said, and I will make, amen, savory meat for your father, such as he loveth. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Rebecca knew, amen. How did she know, amen? Because she had been the one that had been preparing the meals, amen, for Isaac all along. How did she know what his life was? Ain't that right? She knowed how he liked his food, amen, flavored. Don't get mad at me, thank God. Honey, I believe, amen, that the church, amen, Rebecca, and we need to be doing, thank God, a better job. Help me, Lord, I can get all this out of me. Amen, I don't mean this, amen, to come across. Amen, it's hard correction, amen, so I'm going to try my best. And I give it to you, amen, the way the Lord give it to me, thank God. Hallelujah, and bless His name. Amen, every day, thank God. Amen, my wife will ask me, what do you want to eat for supper? Amen, and some days I'll give her an answer, and other days, amen, this is what I'll say to her. I say, honey, you know what I like. It don't matter to me any. Thing you fix will be all right. Amen, Lord, I'd get all this out there, amen. Amen, Rebecca knew, thank God. She had been with Isaac long enough that she knew what he liked. Don't get mad, thank God. But some of us in the church, we've been saved long enough, children. We know what the Lord likes, amen. And we preach, thank God. How do you believe what you want to, thank God? If Jacob would have been left out in the cold, amen. If Rebecca hadn't stepped in and made a way for him and prepared, thank God. Honey, don't get mad at me, amen. People like to talk about it today. Amen to God. Got a carnal doctrine going around, brother. Amen to the haters, thank God. They call it the rapture, whatever you want to say. Of the calling away of the church, brother. There's a doctrine going around now that people will get right with God. Either, amen, the saints of God are gone. But honey, that's a lie out of hell. Amen. People can run her down if they want to. But the church of the living God is the only bride that Jesus had babies with. Amen to God. He ain't an adulterer, honey. He's faithful to his church. And only when mama's gone, there'll be no more babies. Help me, God. How to get all this out. Am I in the right way? This is what they say. Amen, that you. Folks will be able to martyr themselves. Amen. Standing up for the cause of Christ or taking the Lord's place. Amen. But Jacob didn't know how. Jacob didn't know how to fix, amen, what Isaac liked. Don't get mad at me, man. Honey, there's a time in my life I didn't have the slightest idea what the Lord liked. Didn't have no clue at all, amen, what God Almighty liked. You know what I know? I'd say I know the same. Don't get mad at me. Esau was the firstborn. Amen. Hey, when Isaac called for them boys, I believe he called for them, amen, in that order. He'd call Esau first, and then he'd call Jacob. Honey, amen, in Jacob's mind, you know what I believe he thought? Same thing a lot of youngers think today. Amen, well, daddy loves, amen, Esau more because Esau's older. Esau gets this, Esau gets that. Ain't that right? Amen, I've been having this conversation with my daughter. Amen, let me just preach, amen, I love you. Amen, help me, Lord, to get all this out today. You know what the problem is at my house right now? According to the doctor, amen, Titus is now, amen, by age and by weight, amen, old enough and big enough to where he can sit in the front seat of the vehicle. Amen, help me, Lord, to get all this. And honey, amen, to him, you'd think, amen, he's cashed in a $100 savings bond. I'm telling you, amen, every time you turn around, amen, he's hollering, shotgun, 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 shotgun. Amen, wanting to ride up front. Amen, but... Amen, but for all her life, amen, for all the 7 years that she's been born, amen, there's always been somebody riding beside of her in the car. Y'all with me? Amen, and she looks at me and she's like, Daddy, so now I've got to ride back here by myself. Amen, and I've been trying to have this conversation with her. Amen, honey, you got to understand, amen, that I'm not trying to say, amen, that I love Titus any better than you do, amen, but by age and by reason, amen, of circumstance, amen, he's got to the place now, amen, to where he has the privilege he's earned, amen, the ability to be able to ride up front. And you know what? She looks at me, she says, and so I've got to ride in the back seat by myself. It don't matter which way I explain it, amen. No matter which way I do it, she's still going to be sitting in the back seat by herself. Y'all with me? You don't remember that day in your life when you realized, amen, you was by yourself. Wasn't nobody with you. Couldn't help you, say, y'all with me, amen. She can't change how old she is. Amen. Nobody giving thought to it. Can I add, amen, one cubit to her stature? Amen. She can't get no time, honey. It's the only thing that'll allow her to get to where she can sit up front to. Help me, Lord, to get all this out to make me. Honey, amen, it was the same way in my life when I realized I was lost. I looked around, I thought, oh God Almighty, I'm by myself. Ain't nobody here to help me. I'm going to die like him. Wonder what am I going to do? And I looked ahead and I seen everybody else was not with God and they were sitting in the front seat without me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to say all this the right way. I guarantee you. Amen. Don't get mad at me. You know what? I'll guarantee you. Whenever come time and Jacob looked and he seen, hey man, what Esau could do and what Esau was capable of, I believe he thought in his mind, well, I'll go kill me a roe, amen, so I can bring some venison back to Dad as well. And maybe he did, Seth. Maybe he did kill him a deer. Hey, man, and come bringing it back. Hey, man, you spoil by women's corn. That's how the Lord showed it to you. He said, Richard, why do you got to use his example to me? Because I want the people that need to understand to understand. Hey, man, I see here comes Isaac dragging back. Hey, man, a little old 4-point. Hey, man, a little old basket rack thing. Thinking, boy, I've done it. I've got me one. I'm going to cook this thing up. Amen. And Daddy's going to love me just as much as he loves Esau. Ain't that right? Amen. And there he is. He's working on it, maybe getting it ready. Amen. And looks over there, hanging over there on Esau's tree. Amen. He's got one of them big old 12 points hanging over there. And I believe, amen, Jacob thinks to himself, even when I do it, amen, it ain't good enough. It ain't going to be right. Amen. Help me, Lord, I get all this out there, amen. And honey, I don't know, amen. Maybe Rebecca had seen all that too, amen. Amen, but I do know this. She had heard the conversation, amen, between, thank God, Isaac and Esau. She knew what was going on, ain't that right? Don't get mad at me, honey. Amen, but God help us that we can sit in the house of God week after week after week, and we can't recognize when a conversation is going on between God Almighty and somebody in this church's heart, amen. Help me, Lord, to get all this out there, amen. Amen. And whenever, amen, that conversation happened, amen, when Isaac began to speak to Esau, amen, don't get mad at me, children. Amen, this flesh is going back to the dust it is. Ain't that right? It ain't going to live forever. It's going to be destroyed. But God chose this flesh, honey, to be the vessel, thank God, by which our soul is carried through this reality, through this life. And you believe whatever you want to. What happens to the soul? soul on the inside. It'll have a manifestation to the flesh on the outside. You don't get right on the inside and the outside stay wrong. You don't be troubled on the inside and the outside be okay. Them things work together. Help me, Lord. I'd say all of you. Don't get mad. Can I tell you the truth? God, give me grace. I'd say all this. Here's the example I'm going to use because it's easy. Easy to understand. I mean, the Bible says you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. Isn't that right? Y'all with me? You look at a tree. It's got a little green leaves. Amen. And apples hanging on it. You pretty well know right away. That's apple tree, Adam. Don't get mad at me. How many apple trees you ever killed by picking an apple? Come on with me. Don't get mad at me, man. I was raised, amen, right beside an apple orchard. Amen. I've watched them old men, my daddy, some other fellas. I've watched them pick every single apple that was hanging on a tree. Every one of them. Not leaving nary an apple on the tree. Y'all with me? And it didn't kill the tree. Reckon on why it didn't kill the tree. Amen. Because the apple tree's purpose, honey, it's to bear fruit. It's for them apples to, don't get mad at it. The apple tree's purpose is not to bear fruit and for them to just hang there. Right. Wow. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Honey, amen, them apple trees bear that fruit. And whether they fall off onto the ground and the animals come by and eat them, or amen, mankind plucks them off. The intent of the apple tree, according to what the scripture says, is to provide fruit, honey, to provide sustenance, amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Don't get mad at me, say God. Amen. Does the Bible not say that I'm supposed to bear fruit? And that you're supposed to bear fruit? And if we're bearing fruit, what does he do? Amen. The Bible said he purges us that we might bring forth more fruit. And if we're bringing forth more fruit, the Bible said that he'll further, amen, purge you that you might bring forth much fruit. Amen. He wants fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. Y'all with me? If you're bearing fruit, that ain't good enough. He wants more. If you're bearing more, that ain't good enough. He wants much. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Don't get mad at me, honey, when I say, hey, but in our minds, we've got it to this place where we think there's going to be a place in our life with Jesus as our Savior where, amen, we're ever going to reach this plateau, amen, where he's going to be satisfied with us just being as we are and staying there. Honey, it ain't never going to be that way. Help me, Lord. Preacher, why would you say that to us? Don't get mad, amen. The apple tree, when they prune it, when they cut it back, it don't look at the husbandman. It don't look at the farmer and say, I'll show you. I'll not bring forth no fruit this year. Y'all with me? It don't got to. Lord, give me grace that bring all this after. We come to the house. I love you. I'm going to preach to you. We come to the house of the Lord. Whether we be, amen, a grapevine, whether we be a peach tree, amen, whether we be an apple tree, whether we be a cherry tree, we come to the house of the Lord, amen, Jesus. And you can say whatever you want to, get mad at me if you want, grapevine, peach tree, apple tree, cherry tree, whatever it is, honey, you'd have to say that your life today is better off than it was. Hallelujah. Your life this morning is better than it was the day, amen, that he walked by you. Amen, there wasn't no fruit on me. You know what he could have done? He could have done the same thing to me. Amen. That the man did as he went by. He could have cursed that. He could have said, cut it down. And I believe that's what God's intention was. Amen. But Jesus, honey, looked at the Father and he said, Lord, give me a little time with it. Let me dance around him a little bit. Let me prove on him, thank God. Let me show you what he can be. Don't get mad at me, thank God. Let me preach to you. Amen, but I believe a problem in the house of God. Amen, you may have heard it, maybe you ain't. Amen, but there's this little song. Amen, this song, amen, on the radio. It says, amen, give me your eyes. Give me your eyes that I might see. Amen, don't get mad at it. Amen, when we look at people, amen, whether it be, amen, people we go to church with, whether it be people out there on the other side of the doors, amen, all we see is what they are. Hallelujah. Honey, I'm glad the Lord didn't just see what I was. Amen. But when the Lord looks at you, he sees what you can be. He sees your potential, thank God. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Amen. God, give me grace. Amen. Here we are, these trees, and we're better off than we was. Ain't that right? Better off than we was. Amen. And if you read the Bible, you'll have to believe. Don't get mad at me. You can do whatever you want to. Say whatever you want to. Fuss and scream, holler and bicker. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. The Lord God of heaven. Amen. Birthing you into the family of God. Amen. Whenever he did that, whenever he brought you into the family of God, he did not do that. Amen. Amen. So you could just stand there by the side. Amen. And just have leaves. Amen. And cherries hanging there. And for them to shrivel up on the tree and die. Amen. He intended for them things to get plucked off of there. And to be shattered. Amen. And to be sustenance, amen. Richard, what are you trying to do? You tell me why it is then. He's blessed us the way he has. He's hung fruit on every limb we got. And we come to the house of God, and when he wants to come by and pull a piece of fruit off, we act like it kills us to the core. Help me, Lord. Lord, give me grace. I'd say all this the right way. Bless his name. Rebecca looked at the situation, Josh Burson. She grabbed a hold of Jacob. She said, run a man to the flock. And bring me two kids of the goats. And bring them back. And I'll make savory meat for your father, such as he loveth. Amen. Evidently, they must have killed them goats. She began to cook them and get them ready. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And the Bible said, when it come time to go in before Isaac, before the father, Rebecca never left Jacob as he was. The Bible said because Esau had lived in the same house, amen, she went and got some of his garments. Read your Bible, see if I ain't telling you right. She got some of his clothing and she put it on Jacob. And the Bible said that she took the skin of them goats that she had killed. That they had killed, and she fashioned them to the backside of his hand. Amen. Because Jacob was a smooth man and Esau was a hairy man. And then she took part of that, amen, and she fashioned it, amen, on the back of his neck, on the small of his neck. Amen. And you say, when a preacher whined a woman, she had done that. Amen. So that whenever Isaac came in, she took that food in her, she prepared it, she got it all ready. Don't get mad at me. I'm going to have this job spell before it's over with. Honey, man, that Sunday morning down on the side of Cane River. I'm glad there's some saints of God in that little old building. Amen. When I walked in that morning, I believe they know about this. Amen. That I was under conviction. I believe you. Richard, how do you know it, man? My roommate did. Amen. Whenever he looked, you could tell when he looked at me. I believe he thought he was seeing a ghost. He was shaking his head that morning. He said, are you all right? Amen. I was going. I told him I wasn't. I told him I was going to church. I was going out the door. He still hollered at me. Are you all right? You going to be okay? Amen. I believe that's what I look like. Amen. Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. I come in that little old church that Sunday morning. Amen. Them people in that building wasn't thinking about themselves. Amen. They wasn't thinking about how much of a blessing they needed. Wasn't thinking about how bad their week had been. Amen to God. Wasn't thinking about, amen, what they had to do this upcoming week. I don't believe it's even thinking about who was sick or what was it. When I come in the building, amen, they looked at me. I believe they seen somebody that needed the Lord. Hey, I believe right then, amen. They commenced, amen, to cook up a meal, honey. Hey, that would invite Jesus. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. And amen. They didn't just stop there. Amen. I believe they knowed. Amen. And if the Lord, amen, seed me like I was. Amen. Surely, amen. Don't get mad. Amen. What if Jacob, amen, if Isaac had reached up and felt Jacob's smooth skin, he'd have kicked him out of there. He'd have said, you ain't the one that gets the blessing. But honey, when he rest up, he felt that hire off that, amen. Amen. Gold that had been killed. He felt the hide. Amen. And that skin on, amen, Jacob's hand. And he pulled him in close, amen. And he smelled nothing. He smelled of his neck, thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord forevermore. Amen. For the lamb, brother. And that was slain, amen. And thank God that I might have something to cover myself with. And so that Sunday morning, when I went before the Father, he didn't see me, thank God. He didn't smell me. Amen. The church of the living God. Amen. It covered me, amen. With the skin of the lamb. Preacher, how do we do that? How do we cover them up on it? It's your prayers, amen. It's your supplications that shrouds them in the body of Christ so that when they get before God, He sees them as the lamb and not as their self. Help me, Lord. I'll get all this out the right way. Lord, give me grace. I love you. I'm going to preach. I mean, it may be hard, but it's what the Lord said. Help me, Lord, to get all this out the right way. I mean, I don't want nobody to take this as though I mean it. Just Upper White Oak. Free Will Baptist Church in and of itself. I want you to hear me in a greater context. Honey, I believe the church world today, is a failing people. It's a failing people really bad. Help my Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Preacher, how so, amen? Amen, because I believe, amen, it's allowing people to approach Isaac, to approach Jesus, without them having been properly prepared. Amen, to be before Isaac. Don't get upset at me. Don't get upset at me at all when I say this. Preacher, how is it that we're doing that, or how is it that we're failing? God, give me grace, I'll say this the right way. Honey, where's the burden at today? I mean, really, 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 where is it? Don't get mad at me when I preach to you. How long's it been? Amen, since you missed a meal. Since you had somebody on your heart so heavy, so strong, amen, that you couldn't eat. Amen, Lord, amen, didn't I tell you, amen, that the mother, amen, when she gets to a certain place, amen, when the space, amen, of her body is so taken up, she can't put in what she one time put in. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. How long's it been since you had, amen, one of them restless nights where you couldn't find a place of ease to sleep because every time you close your eyes, you've seen that face of that person that's going to hell. Amen, you couldn't lay on your sides. You couldn't lay on your back. Y'all with me? You're just looking at me strange. Amen, that's how I know I'm preaching right. Amen, help me, Lord, to get all this out the right way. How long's it been since you had somebody lost on your heart so bad? Amen, that you sat there. Amen, and you said it eat on you so bad that you thought, I'm going to have to go see him. I'm going to have to go talk to him. Amen, and in your mind, you ponder on it, amen, and you plead with the Lord, and you ask him, and you say, Lord, give me the right words to say. Lord, give me exactly what I need to say. And you're going up the road, amen, and you've got a 2-day-long diatribe. You feel like you're going to be able to tell them. And you get there, and you look that person in the eyes. Amen, tears begin to run down out of your face. Amen, and when you look at them, you ain't got nothing else to say, but I just want to come tell you that I love you. I just want to come tell you, amen, that I love you and that Jesus loves you. Don't give me words that go on to, honey. Help me, Lord, amen. Amen, it's been traded, thank God. Amen, we've traded that out, hallelujah. Amen, for what we desire and what we want and the comforts of the flesh. God, help me, give me grace. And what we don't realize is we're letting people walk in before Isaac and don't get mad, thank God. And conviction, honey, is a dwindling and a dwindling and a dwindling. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Amen. I talked to a dear brother one time. Amen. God, give me grace. Amen. And he shared with me, amen, a Bible, amen, of someone that he knew. Amen. Someone that was close to him, amen, had been passed down, had been handed to him, amen. Amen. And that preacher, man, amen, was the one that owned the Bible. Amen. And in that Bible, amen, he'd have a service wrote down. Place where he'd been, place where he'd preached at. Amen, and it would get to the place, it would come down there. Amen, and it would have, amen, it would say conversions. Amen, and it would list whether anybody had been converted. Don't get mad at me, amen, whenever I bring this out the right way. Amen, we've got a whole lot of, amen, people praying today. Amen, but there ain't very many conversions going on. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. Don't get mad, amen. God, give me grace. I love you. I'm going to preach, amen. People come and use this altar and come pray. Amen. It is not my place. It is not your place to determine whether or not they've got right with God. Honey, that's between them and the Lord. Amen. And we'll do them more service by not telling them whether they did or whether they did not. Amen. People come pray. Amen. Bow down. Get up from there. Amen. There ought not be nobody else in the church. Amen. You get mad at me if you want to. Amen. Nobody else in the church give a testimony. Thank God for saving this one or saving that one until that individual has confessed salvation out of their own mouth, of their own accord. Don't get mad at me. Preacher, why? Amen. Amen. Because if you don't prepare them and they get before God, it's between them and him. Whether they're accepted or rejected. And if you tell them they're accepted when they've been rejected, you're damning them to hell. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Jacob gets the blessing, don't he? Ain't that right? Receives it of God. Amen. I'll tell you straight out, I'm not in no hurry, honey. Amen. The Lord's given it to me and I'm going to preach. Amen. Just as long as the Lord says preach. Amen. And there it is. Amen. Jacob's got the blessing. And then no sooner than Jacob gets out of the tent, here comes Esau. And he comes to his father. Amen. And he comes in there and he says, well now, if you're Esau, who's just been in here? Amen. Before, who's beguiled us? Amen. Who's beguiled you? Amen. It don't take Esau long to figure out it was Jacob. Amen. But what does Esau do? He asks his father. Amen. He says, Father, he said, do you have but one blessing to give? Amen. It's one blessing all you've got. Amen. And this is what, amen. Amen. Isaac tells, amen. Esau, he tells him, he said, I've blessed him. He said, I've given, he said, and I've told him that his brothers, amen, will be serving unto him. He said, here's what yours is. He says, you'll have. Amen. You'll live by the sword. You'll die by the sword. You'll protect your brother. amen, with the sword, amen, your warfare today. He said, but there'll come a time. Hallelujah. He said, there'll come a time in your life, he said, when you have dominion. Amen. When you conquered and you have dominion and you have opportunity. Amen. He said, you'll be able to break the yoke. Amen. Of your brother at that point in time. Amen. Lord, I get all this out. I'll be done in just a minute. Amen. Amen. Time goes on. Jacob leaves. We know the story. Amen. Labors. Amen. Labors for 7 years. Gets, amen, one wife. Amen. Not the one he intended to have. Labors 7 more years. Amen. Gets the wife he intended to have. Goes on. Amen. Ends up laboring more and more. Amen. I believe, I don't remember exactly. Amen. But about 20, 21 years, maybe something like that. He spends down there with Laban. Laban gets to the place where he tells Laban, you've changed my wages these 10 times. But amongst all that, God blesses him. Amen. Gives him over and provides him over and provides him over. Gives him all them kind of things. Amen. That he has to have. Amen. And then the Lord tells him, he says, it's time for you to get back. Amen. To your home country. Get back to where you belong. Amen. And there they come. They start back on the journey. Jacob, amen, and his two wives and their two handmaidens and the youngins, the children that he has by them, 11 of them, amen, at that point in time that he has coming up through there. Amen. He gets to a place, amen, and then he realizes all of a sudden, Seth, he's like, well, help me, Lord, I can get all this out the right way. He said, to get back to where, to get to the place where the Lord has told me to get to, there ain't going to be no way, there's going to be no way I can get to where the Lord has told me to get to without going back by through where Esau dwells, where Esau lives. Yeah. Help me, Lord, I'd get all this out the right way. And honey, you know what happens to Jacob? Bible said he's afraid. He gets fearful, amen, Seth. He gets concerned. He gets, amen, a certain level of anxiety, and this is what he does. Help me, Lord. The Bible said he sent some messengers ahead. He said, you go up there and you find Esau and you talk to him and you tell him that Jacob's coming. Hey, man, them messengers come back and this is what they tell him. They said, we found Esau. We talked to him. We told him. And Esau's coming to meet you. And he's bringing 400 men with him. Not in the Bible said Jacob fears and trembles. He's got, help me, Lord, I'd get all this out there. Right? You believe whatever you want to, children. Lord, give me grace. I'd say all this the right way. Honey, amen, I've been born again, bought, amen, by the blood of Jesus, amen. And I know in my soul, amen, that the Lord, amen, has rescued me, amen, from the life that I had. Amen. 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 Help me, God, to get all this out the right way. Amen. But there's times, amen, sitting over there. Amen. Sitting over there in that chair. Amen. And the Lord's called me to preach. And the Lord's burdened my heart. The Lord said, this is what you've got to do. This is the place you've got to stand. It may be real easy for you, honey, but it ain't always easy for me, amen, to go from right over there, amen, to right here, amen, to get from right there, honey, to right here, amen. I always got to go back by Esau. I've always got to go back by that place. Amen. Don't get mad at me. Amen. And it's always the same thought. It's always, you ain't good enough. You can't do it, amen. You're not able. You ain't got the strength. Preacher, you are. It's the truth, children. I'm required to preach the truth to you, amen. Amen. You can say sorry to me if you want to. That's all right, amen. Amen. But thank God, Jacob steps off to the side and begins to talk to the Lord, calls on God, separates his company into two bands, and maybe, amen, if this one gets caught, that one will escape. Amen. Separates his wives and his children out, takes them across the ford, sets them to the side, comes back, amen, to all them, amen, servants, all them cattle, all them asses, all them camels, all them goats, amen, all them things that he has, amen, and he sets aside this much of them, and he sets aside this much, and he sets aside this much, and he gets a servant, yeah, and he says, now you take this much and you drive it right yonder, amen, and they take off, amen, going towards Esau. He said, now you take this much, amen, and you go behind. He said, leave a space now, yeah, amen, between him and you. He said, and you drive this amount and you go through yonder. Amen. Gets another one. He says, you leave a space now. You get this much. Some of them was pushing camels. Some of them was pushing milk cows. Some of them was pushing bulls. Some of them was pushing oxen. Some of them, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And there Esau was arriving in the direction of Jacob. Amen. And coming that way. And he comes to that first man. This is what Jacob told him. He said, when you see Esau, he said, you tell him this. He said, amen, Jacob. Amen. He said, what is this? What are all these things here? He said, I'm a servant, amen, of Jacob. He said, and this is a gift from him for you, amen. And he's a coming behind us. Amen. And the next group comes, and the next group comes, and the next group comes. And the Bible says, thank God, that eventually, amen, Jacob looks up his head. Amen. And there comes Esau, and Esau looks up his head. And here comes, amen, Jacob. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And what did the Bible say? The Bible said, amen, that Jacob got off, amen, of the that he was riding on, went forward towards Esau, and bowed himself to the ground. Amen. In homage, amen, bowed over to. And the Bible said that Esau picked him up, hugged him, loved on him, and asked him this question. He said, what was all this? What was all these things that I seen that was out there? Amen, I'm coming to you. And Jacob said, that's the blessings of the Lord. I've been gone. I've been sojourning. I've been a laboring, amen. And this is what the Lord blessed me with, and all them is a gift, amen. A gift for you. Don't get mad at me, honey. Amen, thank God Esau lost out, amen, on the blessing that come from Isaac. He did, brother. Amen. Help me, God, to get on this afternoon. Amen. But honey, amen, when Jacob come back, I believe, amen, he got out of it. Amen. Don't get mad, thank God. But I believe he got, amen, more as much out of it as he ever could have. Doing it on his own. Don't get mad when I preach this to you, amen. Honey, death's a coming for every one of us, amen. There'll be a time, amen, we'll face. You believe whatever you want to. Amen. Judgment's coming, thank God. And you'll preach what am I going to face? You'll face yourself, amen. You'll face the life you lived. You'll face what you've done, amen, with who you are. Amen, thank God. And only my flesh is going to be out there. That carnal time, it's in front of me. Amen, but you know what I'm going to do the best I can, day by day, honey. When the cherries fall down, amen, when the peaches fall down, and when the sheep are born, I'm ascending them before me. I'm ascending them before me. Amen, what is it? That's my testimony. That's my praise. That's my honor. That's my glory. I'm trying to prepare a way so that when I get there to face this flesh, all it can say is, God's been good to you. Help me, Lord. I say all this the right way. Jacob made sure that Esau seen. Ain't that right? Jacob made sure that Esau seen all that God had done for him. Ain't that right? Help me, Lord, I'd get this out the right way. And because of that, amen. And because of that, amen, they parted ways. Amen. And according to what? Amen. There for that season, for that time. Amen. There was no more strife there. Immediately between Esau and Jacob. Help me, Lord, I get this out the right way. Some people sometimes will say, preacher, Lord, give me grace, I'd say this the right way. Honey, amen, I started my journey. Well, bless this good man. You've heard the testimony, ain't you? You know where I started my journey? With the Lord. Amen. I started my journey with the Lord, wishing, desiring with the intent to take my own life. I did, amen. And bless the good Lord. Lord, amen, you know how my journey's going to end. Don't get mad at me, man. I no longer wish to take my life. Since that day, amen, I've not had them thoughts no more by the hand of God. Do you know why? Only because my life's not mine. It's His. Amen, on that day, amen, my journey began because I wanted to end it. Amen, but the end of it's going to be, amen, I tell Him every day, Lord, it's yours. Whatever you decide with it. I'll be good, but the Lord knows what I've asked for. Amen. You've heard me preaching, amen, from this pulpit. I'd like to be coming around that side right through there. If you can catch me before I hit the ground, better catch me, amen. I'd like to be going right around 300, amen, and the Lord just snatched me. Amen, one Sunday morning. And honey, that be the end of it, praise God. You say, why, preacher, amen? Amen, because it's his choice, it's his decision. He gets to decide, but if he's going to do it, amen, I'd sure like for it to be that way. What an honor it would be, amen. What an honor it would be. Preacher, why does that matter, say God? Give me grace, I'd say that. Honey, amen, because all Esau did was bring dishonor, dishonor, dishonor. Amen, if the Lord can get honor out of Jacob, it's his. He can have it. Do with it as he will. I'm done, amen, right here. Listen to me. God, give me grace. That's the only right way. I don't have no idea. Amen, and nobody else in this church does either. I cannot tell you, amen, what daylight tomorrow will hold. And nobody else does either. Amen. All but I can tell you this. Lost or saved. Amen. Jew or Greek, bond or free, male or female. Come daylight, Esau and Jacob going to be standing there looking at one another all over again tomorrow. Amen. The only time they'll part ways. Amen. It's at the end. Amen. Whenever they lay you down. Hey, my Lord, I'd get this out the right way. The only way Esau can be blessed is by Jacob. Don't get mad at me. The only way Jacob can be judged is by Esau. You decide. I decide. Every individual human decides. Amen. But our part, our responsibility as the church is to empower Jacob. Amen. To do everything we can to see to it that Jacob, amen, understands. Amen. That he's got what he needs to go in before us. Amen. As a church, have you been doing what it is you're required to do? And as an individual, have you been doing, amen, what it is you're required to do? Every head bowed just for a moment. God bless their hearts. God bless their hearts. All right, amen. Amen, some, amen, come pray. Amen, I'm going to ask you, amen, just earnest, amen, before you. Amen, to search your heart this way. God knows. Are you lost this morning? Amen. Has it been revealed to you, amen, that you're lost this morning? Has it been revealed to you this morning that you need Jesus? Amen. Is conviction there, amen, knocking on your heart, drawing you? Would you like to come pray? Would you like to come give your heart, amen, to Jesus this morning? You search your heart. You search your life. Those of you that's praying, amen, pray as the Lord leads you. Those of you that's there in your seat, amen, pray. Amen, as the Lord guides you. I'll go over here and pray, amen, as the Lord has directed my heart. My Lord and my God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for this good day. And Lord, you know a heart I've tried, God, to deliver that you directed me to this week. I've told them the truth, Lord, the best way I know how about myself, for that's only individual, Lord, that I really know. God, well enough to talk about, Lord's me. And if I tell it right, Lord, sometimes I have a hard time of figuring out and understanding my own self. But Lord, I love you this morning. I thank you, God, for everything you've done in my life. Lord, when I needed the church, Lord, she was there for me. Lord, where would I be without it?
where would I be without the bride of Christ, without the church of the living God? What a help she's been. Lord, when I didn't know how to fix it, when I didn't know what kind of meat to prepare, Lord, through my life, Lord, she showed me how to make savory meat. God, you've had people there from the beginning, Lord, that little lady. Lord, others along the way, God, that preacher man. Every way I've turned, Lord, you've been there. God, guilty I am, Lord, I'd have to say there's been times. Lord, fruit's been hanging there and I've been negligent, God, to share it. How you've blessed, God, the abundance of who you are hanging all over my life. And Lord, may neglect to share it, Lord, and I'm sorry. Help us, God, according to your will, be that, be pleasing to you. Help us, Lord, as a church, God, surely, God, there's been a warfare going on, Esau against Jacob, flesh against spirit, God, mind against the heart, Lord. Sunday after Sunday, folks sit here. Help us, God, Lord, I pray to do our part, to prepare them, God, Lord, to make a way, God, that birth might come, that life might come, God, that which needs liberty, God, will find liberty. Be with us as a church, help us, God. Help us according to your will, God, those that are here. If they be one, Lord, here with us, Lord, this morning, I believe there is that you've burdened the heart with. Give them opportunity, Lord. Draw on them, convict them. Lord, over and over, God, abundant, Lord, opportunities that you give us. Deal with them kindly according to your will. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I thank you for your help today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Anybody got anything on their heart this morning needs to be said or needs to be done as far as worship is concerned? Been good to be in the Lord's house this morning.